and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. How quickly did the water come up in Spencer, Iowa, hit hard by weekend flooding?
It was not bad at all. It was just like a little bit on the roads. And then literally within an hour, we woke up at 8, and then like an hour later, our whole driveway was completely flooded. So it was rising very quickly.
Bailey Mower, one of 250 people who had to be rescued because of the high water. Police in the southern Russian region of Dagestan say 15 police officers and several civilians, including an Orthodox priest, were killed by armed militants on Sunday, the gunmen opening fire on two churches, a synagogue, and a police post. Today marking 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. In that time, 14 states have enacted near-total bans on abortion. President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepping for this weekend's first presidential debate. There will be no studio audience, and microphones will be shut off when the other person is talking, rules that were agreed to by both Biden and Trump in advance. This is ABC News. It's all down to tonight, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers host the Oilers after Florida lost a 3-game-to-none series lead. Celebrations in Santa Cruz, California, after rescue teams found a hiker missing for more than a week and a half.
34-year-old Luke McClish set out for a hike on June 11th in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where he says he got lost. McClish was declared missing 5 days later on Father's Day when he didn't show up for a dinner. Rescuers finally found him last Thursday. The sheriff's office says they deployed drones and a team from California State Parks, including rescue dogs. During the search, witnesses reported hearing someone yelling for help, leading officials to McClish, who says he lost 30 pounds over the 10 days.
That's ABC's Danny New. New accusations against Apple. Regulators in the European Union say Apple is breaking rules on competition by preventing developers with apps in the App Store from letting customers know if it might be cheaper if they get their apps elsewhere. The potential fines could hit billions. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pear Marquette Park is out as the protest area for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Instead, there are two demonstration areas, one near Pfizer Forum and another near the Baird Center. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I would like to reassure everyone that the Secret Service and our public safety partners respect every American's First Amendment right to express themselves. The Milwaukee PD and other law enforcement partners are well equipped to manage protests and ensure gatherings remain safe for all individuals involved.
Republicans didn't want the protest zone so close to Pfizer Forum. The Department of Natural Resources is offering $100,000 in grants to rural Wisconsin counties that help recycle unwanted electronics. The funds would go towards building permanent electronics collection sites or hosting collection events. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres' right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders, and a couple bloops. And K King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The Crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, 82. Showers and storms tonight, pockets of heavy rainfall, lows around 69. Showers and thunderstorms for your Tuesday, warm again, windy as well with a high near 87. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a touch cooler, low 70s.
Right now, it's 58.
Maggie Dawn.
It is day 16 and week 4 of Joe Biden's Top 100. Our theme this week, healthcare. You're not going to want to miss a single episode.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Hey there.
I don't know.
Schwabo did something.
You know what?
You unplugged me. Hang on.
Oh, sorry, man. No.
There we go. There we go. Hey, Conrad. We think Schwabo does it on purpose.
Yeah,
now.
He's, you know.
We think he does it on purpose.
I don't know about that.
I think he does, because we come in and we're all discombobulated with our headphones.
Before his show, it was great.
Yeah.
We could just leave and then come back. Yeah. Now we come back and it's...
Yeah.
The wires are unplugged.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
I think there's like, you know what?
It's trying to undermine us.
It's like it's like in prison, you know, where who's gonna be the top one of the cell block?
Right.
You know, Schwabe thinks he is. We're fighting back.
We are. Wait, he comes in after us. We'll mess with him tonight.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Beautiful morning out there. Zero wind. I was going to take the sailboat out today, but I don't know if I'm good enough. 61 in Oshkosh, 58 in Alton, 57 in Green Bay. What?
Okay. Oh, that's funny. You haven't said that before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I'm not taking the boat out either.
Today is Praline's Day. Is that like a turtle? It's a praline.
No, that's
praline,
a dessert.
The candy. I thought it was like a
turtle. Is it praline a dessert?
I am looking that
Conrad's
up right now.
Conrad's in the house today. What's
yeah,
the been doing?
Other
than helping the stock spotted cow.
Todd would have had it right away. But anyway, go ahead.
Heartbeat.
It is a cream dessert, yes.
Oh. I don't think I've ever had a praline then.
Can you put up a picture of a praline?
No.
Okay.
Today is also National Swim a Lap Day. Once I start my lessons, I will be doing that on a regular basis. Okay. I am.
Let's take the sailboat.
I am.
Yeah, that would be. Okay. All right.
Lightning Safety Awareness Week.
Okay. That's good.
You know, that's one of those things you almost like laugh at, but anybody that's ever been nailed by it, holy man, it's nothing to laugh about, huh?
And it. Yeah, it's not. And there's some odd things that happen with people that get struck by lightning. It's like, what were you thinking? You know what I mean?
Well, I know some guy, he was just jogging. Him and another guy were jogging, and they got hit.
I don't know. They cancel stuff. We've been to games. But lightning,
High school football, high school baseball, soccer, any of those things. Now, they've got those meters that show how far out it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's within, I don't know, a couple miles, right. I don't know the actual thing. You shut her down.
Yep.
You really do. Shut it down. They're careful with that now.
Yeah, lightning in D.C., what was that, last year, the year before? There, lightning struck a tree, and there are two people that were, like, hiding under the tree, kind of hanging on to it.
Well, that happened in the U.S. Open golf tournament in Minnesota at, like, Hazelwood about 15 years ago. Right during the big tournament, some spectators got hit. I think they died.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big thing now in golf, too. They just clear the place.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. So, I mean, not that you grew up on a farm or anything, but like if you were in a metal workshop, could that get hit by lightning? And could you get nailed?
Aren't those grounded?
Oh, are they? Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, you get... Don't ask Convoy. He's hiding back there now. He doesn't even want to... He's not even lifting his head up from behind the monitor.
Because it hits, and then it all goes to the ground, and then that goes into the ground. It all gets attached. The shock goes to, like, one major, like, wire, and that is grounded.
Ground goes into the ground. Did you ever see the pictures when the Empire State Building gets hit? Oh, my God. Those are unbelievable.
They are.
But then that's what they had weather vanes for on top of barns, right? First, like, it would hit that and then go into the ground instead of the barn getting hit. I think that the old, remember they'd have a chicken or something?
A rooster. So they dual purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I knew that the rooster, I know it's a weather
vane. Well, I remember tearing down an old barn one time. Okay. Not the whole thing. But I remember the wire coming down up above and just dangling all the way down there.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Better that it goes into the ground and sparks the barn. I didn't know we were talking about this today.
No, I didn't.
I don't think anybody did.
You know,
no, that's interesting, though. Yes.
And happy birthday, Mindy Kaling from The Office.
But hey, are we doing something for lightning safety awareness?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know enough about it.
Let's get that guy.
Terry just says here, Lee Trevino got struck by lightning in a tournament. I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's get that guy in here who he's like the safety administrator for the county. Remember you talked about the sirens? He's a good guy.
That'd be great. Convoy, what are we doing for Lightning Awareness Week?
We'll get him in.
he's the Brown County, he's got a nice title.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Safety coordinator or something. Actually, his title's better than that.
Actually, you know what? I thought if that job ever opens up, I would go for that.
Okay, let's just get this guy in. He's young. He's going to be around for a while.
I'll be around for a while.
Okay, all right.
Because I want to keep people safe. So we got a great show for you today, folks. I mean, this lineup, I'm really proud of.
Yeah, it's good.
First of all, we got Brittany coming on. We haven't talked to Brittany in a while. She's weather week ahead.
Been on vacation. You would get to talk to her. Remember last year?
She's been doing lots of stuff. I follow her on Facebook. Mm-hmm. What, remember last year?
The heat.
Yeah.
And we're into that again this year. I think the...
Not horrible, though, no, do you think?
Yeah, I think the hottest day ever since this was... I don't know if it was in D.C. but it's crazy. It's like they're all over 100.
Well, we were gonna go to New York this summer. We're not doing it. Mm. My daughter said, you know, it's so hot.
Yeah,
and you walk pretty much every place you go.
You do totally. That's
so looking for more of a fall type thing.
Yeah,
which I think would be cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we got Brittany coming on. We've got a great friend of mine, Forrest Perez. We've told the story about Forrest, a young Iraq veteran who came home from the war and just had tragedy strike him. Got hit, literally hit and run driver, which really messed him up. Then another bad accident. And we worked on building. And we got Dave, Cowboy Dave is here, who helped build the house for Forrest, even though he publicly humiliated me by when they wanted a photo op of me using the power tools. It wasn't plugged in and he was holding the other end. But other than that, and then we've got Sarah coming on. And she's the wife of a young veteran who's a helicopter pilot. I still say that's an untold story, the wives that carry on when the guys get deployed.
Oh, man, I know.
I mean, that's an untold story. And we had Nicole Stockman from UWGB talk about that one time.
Yeah.
When she was married, her husband was in the Navy. And he called and says, hey, hon, we're moving to Japan. Got to be there in 2 weeks. I'm on a ship. I can't help. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like the things that they do. Yes.
But do you remember you and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago? We went to that event, and it was for spouses of people that are deployed.
At the National Guard.
They needed camaraderie. I mean,
absolutely.
They, you know, people, because nobody really understands that except somebody else who's doing it, right? They say, and that's really true about in a lot
of
things.
They call them FRG groups, Family Readiness Groups. Yeah.
I just think that's really neat to have
that support group.
There's support groups for everything.
But you can only really have that. I'm not saying only really have that, but, you know, for National Guard, you know, they're all from Northeast Wisconsin.
Right.
Or the reserves, for the most part, from around here. You know, you can do it then. But, you know, if you're, you know, you're just regular Army and you're in there with a bunch of guys from Ohio and Kansas and whatever, and those ones are on their own.
Yeah.
And that's tough. That's very tough.
But you're right about that. I don't know where we were. We're in Atlanta, but we're met a couple, two little kids, and they just had a pickup with.
That's
little,
what I mean.
I mean, those kids were like little,
absolutely,
like caring kids, you know. And I'm like, wow. And then he said, well, we had to ship the dog. It went to Seattle first because it was from Japan, and they had to ship the dog to Seattle. And that would be weird, right, to not travel with your dog? But anyway, They said it was paid for, which was the good part. You know, the Army was paying for it, but I just, you know, these kids are screaming, and I'm like, wow.
Terrible. I know.
They're asleep, and
nobody ever, you know, I mean, we salute the soldiers, and right. but that, which is great.
Yeah.
But there's another to it. Yeah, there's another side. And then we got a gentleman from Acts 1-8 Ministries.
Yes.
They do a lot of great things around the
area.
They
really do. Jeff Van Beaver is the president of that, but he's whatever they call them, chairman or the leader of that. But and we, you and I had met with him. But he, Lee Larson's coming in to talk about Acts 1-8 Ministry. And
a lot
they
of
do
great
a lot,
things.
Yeah, they do a lot in the community, but they do a lot outside the community as well.
So yesterday, okay, I was all excited because I really, you know, I'm a huge Caitlin Clark fan.
Yep.
I'm just getting frustrated watching her games now, though, to be honest with you.
She's good with the media, though, right?
She's great with the media. Never whines, never complains. Yeah. Never. She's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Yeah. You want to talk about a great role model for young girls? She's it, okay? That's cool. So, but here's the weird thing. So, I'm a big Scottie Scheffler fan. So...
Who is that?
What's that? Scotty Scheffler?
Yeah.
Well, he's just won 6 golf tournaments for the year, like the most in history.
Okay. But, you know. Well, not, I don't know. Does everybody know that?
I would think
so. Did you know that, Con?
Yeah. Scotty is a great golfer.
All right. Whatever. Okay.
Well, he's breaking everybody's records.
Yeah.
Although, Convoy.
Oh, Scotty Scheffler. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Convoy, you're a golfer. You follow golf.
Yes, I do.
Do you think... And I hate to use this term because it started with the Roger Maris thing. Do you think in some ways there's almost an asterisk for what he's doing this year? And I say that because, okay, he's going up against 22-year-old Tom Kim and, you know, these other guys that are, and you got, you know, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, you know, 3 of the real heavy, heavy, heavy hitters, heavyweights, not playing against him. Is it? I mean, it's diluted. I mean, he's still doing a great thing. He's still playing phenomenal golf. He's still making all the shots, but the competition just isn't there. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree just a little bit, but there's still very good competition on the PGA Tour. Still.
Oh, I know. I understand that, but you go up against Brooks Koepka. You know,
Bryson DeChambeau is really good as well.
Boy, you're. I mean, it's like, whew. Those guys are really... Dustin Johnson has fallen off. And even Rory doesn't play a lot of tournaments anymore. But, yeah. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah. I still think, though, when they got the big majors, those LIV guys come over and play.
Yep.
Those are the best ones to watch.
Yep.
Really good competition.
Got a text here from our great friend, Kathy Larkin. Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Monday. I saw a news reporter last week from a local station standing outside talking about lightning while holding an umbrella. Isn't that a no-no? That's a good point. I mean, they all got the sharp things on top, right?
Oh, I think that would attract, yes, if you're... That's not a good idea. That does not sound like a good idea.
You know what's funny? You know, I had that whole box. I don't know what happened. Oh, I put them... I had that whole box of Life magazines from the 70s. That Dave brought, and I'm having so much fun reading through those, how things have changed. But anyway, one of the things was they interviewed this guy from New York who had mugged 1,000 people. I mean, muggings were so prevalent in New York, it's mind-boggling. But wow. One of the things they said for guys or women, carry an umbrella, use it as a walking stick, because that point be used like a bayonet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he stayed away from them.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what the cops, you know, they'd have things with people. It's like... Use an umbrella for a bayonet. A thousand people. And he'd just walk up to people. What he would do, I shouldn't even say this. Somebody will get the idea. Walks up behind him, reaches down by their ankles, pulls them up, and drops them smack on the ground. I'm going to do it to you. We're going to set a quick break back in first. Pretend
your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say. Baby, break down. Go ahead, give it to me. Break down, honey, take me through the night.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. How's the fork? Well, we're going to talk to Brittany a little bit.
Yeah, she'll have that all.
Hold off on that. But 61 in Oshkosh right now, 58 in Appleton, 57 in Green Bay. And as I mentioned, zero wind.
Yeah. So I just, far be it for me to complain. Last night was like a beautiful night, right?
Beautiful.
Were you outside on the deck?
I was not.
Okay. Well, we sat outside for a while because I had to work and then yeah. I came back. I think it's like 7 o'clock. And it was, sunset was beautiful. Everything was great.
Can I be honest with you? When I'm in my apartment by myself,
yeah,
I pretty much 100% just wear my biker shorts. And
whatever.
I'm just being honest
with you.
Yeah,
that's enough. Okay.
And, you know, across the street from me, people could kind of like look right down at me. I mean, I'm almost like on display. So I don't know if I should be sitting out there in just my biker shorts and a cutoff t-shirt.
Put on
which
some
is what
sweats.
I wear.
Put
I don't like wearing sweats. I don't like that. I got to be in shorts all the time if I'm home. I've got to. I don't wear long pants.
Don't you have any nice shorts?
So I don't know. I mean, maybe they would enjoy it. I don't know. But anyway, that's one reason I don't sit out as much as I should.
Oh man, I just want to say that last night it was very loud in the city last night.
Yes,
it was loud.
Oh and yes,
I understand.
I agree with you on that.
Driving around or the motorcycles.
You hear it that far, huh?
Oh, it was so loud.
I agree.
So I printed out the noise ordinances because people would say, well, we need laws. We got plenty of laws. We just don't enforce them. And that's the problem.
You're right, though. It was crazy.
It was loud last night. And I said to Donna, isn't this too bad? You know, we're seeing this just, and it was constant. You know, it was just one after another. And it's just.
Oh, there was some racing going on, too. You could tell.
Yeah. But, and it's not just, everybody's like, oh, you don't like motorcycles. True. But that's not, it's not just motorcycles. It's loud trucks, it's loud cars, and it's just loud music.
Well,
it's against the law.
But I will say this. It's not just somebody's passing through and they're loud.
Oh, no.
They're using that as their own personal, racetrack type
thing. They want to show off. And so we had the guy on last week from Crime Stoppers. Remember? And he said, if you call in, I gotta get a program together where you call in. The cops go out there because if it's over, 96 decibels, I think that's a state law. But then there's a city ordinance, too. I think it might be even a little stricter than that. I don't know, but I don't care. We just go with the state law. We just let it go. It's not that many, right? 30 people? Maybe?
I have no idea.
Well, it's not everybody.
I can't see
but this is one of those, you know.
But last night was exceptional.
Oh, God, was it loud. it's just like, we're looking at the park, and we're looking at the sunset, and it's just this loud noise. I'm like, this doesn't have to be. You know, one, two cops would have settled all that. But whatever, we got to work on that. So I may bring that up again, John.
You know nothing's going to be done.
I don't know. I my other complaint is getting a little attention. The whole play in the rain to get paid.
Oh, did it get some attention?
Might be. I'll tell you about that at break.
Right.
But
okay.
If it does, we'll talk about it on Wednesday. But I think it's getting a little bit of traction. I got no response. I sent it to 5 people. I got zero response from the city. But I sent it to someone else, and they're like,
Okay. So anyway, I was all excited yesterday to watch the so we're talking about the golf tournament.
Scottie Scheffler, that's right.
On his way to winning. He's the one that was arrested, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know. I knew who he was, John. I was doing it on behalf of our listeners.
Got it. Larry King says he used to do that where he would know the answer, but he would do it for the listeners. When it turned out he never read a single book, didn't do a single bit of research on these people. And he'd say, all right, here's the reason. This is Larry King. And here's the reason I don't read the people's books or watch their movies when they come on because I want to be like a normal viewer who has these questions. And it turned out he was just too lazy to read it. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
So I was all excited about the Caitlin Clark game.
Oh, yeah.
Going up against Chicago. Mm-hmm. Tip off 3 o'clock. Go ahead.
I just want to say I saw her interview, and she wanted to play at the United Center.
Yeah, but Justin Timberlake was having a concert there.
Oh. That United Center is great. I saw the Bulls there. That is a great.
I saw event. Springsteen there.
Oh, wow.
That was great. 14 rows, center stage, just by chance. Unbelievable. Wow. Just lucky. Just by hitting the phone. You know what? Those tickets go on sale 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Did that for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it went through. It's like, how did this just happen?
Wow.
Greatest concert I've ever been to in my lifetime. It's when he was making his comeback tour. They kind of put everybody back together again.
Yeah.
In like 98, I think it was.
When did I see the Bulls there? Bulls were there. That's the year they won a championship.
I never saw Michael Jordan play in person.
Yeah. And no one's going to beat
those. It's a big regret.
Yes. Anyway, I just saw her interview. Rivalries.
Yeah.
She kind of said to the press, you guys are the ones that make them rivalries. It's right. Just another game for us. I thought that was like really good. Because you're right. They do try to stir it up.
So much.
So-and-so said this. So-and-so said that.
Angel Reese and the whole thing. I still say she's got the worst coach I've ever seen in basketball history.
You said,
worst coach I've ever seen.
Did they win?
No, they got beat. They led by 15 going into the fourth quarter and got beat by one. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible coach. No defense, no nothing. Terrible. But anyway, let me finish.
Yes, I know. I've interrupted you. Okay, go ahead. I'll stop.
Thank you. So anyway, tip-off's like 3:05. I'm watching golf, and it's coming to an end right then. He's got a one-shot lead over, is it David Kim? Is that his name?
I think so, yeah.
So he's got a one-shot lead, okay?
Mm-hmm. Tom Kim.
And it's like, he's going to win, you know? So switch over to the game. Then I see these things, ESPN alert, like on my phone. Police have subdued the protesters at the PGA tour. It's like, what?
Wow.
So go back to that. Here's the deal. So that one went into a playoff, sudden death playoff. Scheffler bogeyed, Kim birdied, sent into one hole playoff.
Wow. Yeah. That's...
So I missed that because I switched over. Here's the part. So they're right in the middle of the thing, and these six people come running out with like this spray paint powder or something, protesting climate change when all the golfers are standing around looking at like, what in the world is going on here? Oh, cops are chasing these people. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I would, you know what?
I'm surprised I would have watched the rest. I'm not into golf like you are, but I would have watched the rest of the golf because basketball, you can.
I agree, but yeah, you know.
But you like the tip off? Is that important that you're there?
No,
for the...
but I did. All right. So anyway, but you know what they need to do at sporting events? And tell me if this is wrong.
Say metal detectors.
Why would I say metal detectors?
Okay, good.
No, you know what they should do when these people run out on the field? Why not have a couple of trained dogs to go after them? Because you never know. The guy might have a bomb, might have a whatever. Sick that dog, like a Doberman.
Oh, and those dogs would sit and watch the golf tournament.
Just wait.
They are so obedient.
Yes.
And a protester goes and you just sick him.
Not saying you got to take his arm off, but you subdue. You bring him down. Like that dog that came after me when a training thing.
Right. Oh,
you
have
somebody like that go after them.
And they can do that, but you can also teach them to...
But I mean, how do you know the guy doesn't have a hand grenade? You know, it's like, oh, that's so mean to do that to this drunk guy. Bull crap. Yeah, sick him.
Those dogs, they can throw body punches, too. They throw their whole, butt into the guy. Absolutely. I've seen that happen.
How about smoke? My buddy Cody's dog ran in here the other day. How'd you have smoke coming after you?
Yeah, no. You know what? That is a really good idea, and it would be cheaper than to have a bunch of security guys to have a dog.
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing that?
I have no idea.
That is a really good idea to have, because they could outrun a human, right?
Oh my God!
In terms of if the cop went running and the dog went, dog would be there.
These cops, God bless them. They're 50 years old, a little overweight. You know, I'm just saying. You ever notice that with those security guys? They're not exactly.
I don't know, Matt. Remember that time that guy ran out on a field and Jim Arts took the guy out?
Yeah, I do.
He said he had him pretty good too.
Oh, I guess another quick break. Britney.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you're involved in production agriculture, you wear a lot of different caps. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. You're an accountant, you're an employee manager, you're a nutritionist, a lot of different caps. One of those caps that you may wear, but not comfortably, an electrician. Now, there is some training available for farmers on the way.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
UW-Madison's Farm and Industry Short Course is going to try to offer a little more education for farmers from the practical side when it comes to farm electrical maintenance and safety. Heather Gayton is the Outreach Program Manager for FISC, and she explains while you won't become an expert, you will be able to troubleshoot.
Sure. There's a lot of trainings out there for licensed electricians. This is a very unique niche within the educational space. It came from a request in the farm community, and this program is developed for farmers and those working with equipment and infrastructure, specifically on farms. So again, it's for farm owners, field managers, others who work on electrical infrastructure on the farm. And this course is also for electricians, so we're not going to exclude them from the training. They can earn up to 4 continuing education units by attending this code-related training.
Heather Gayton, she is the Outreach Program Manager for Farm and Industry Short Course. This Farm Electrical Maintenance and Safety Short Course comes up July 11th and 16th at the Hancock Ag Research Station. If you'd like to find out more details or register, jump online and just search Farm and Industry Short Course.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events, plus patronage, essentially reducing the costs of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And Wisconsin's May milk production went up just a little bit. 2.81 billion pounds of milk produced within our borders. That's up 1% from May a year ago. And it kind of contrasts to what was happening across the United States. The major milk producing states as a group saw milk production go down almost 1%. That's a look at what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine 82. Showers and storms tonight, pockets of heavy rainfall, lows around 69. Showers and thunderstorms for your Tuesday, warm again, windy as well with a high near 87. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a touch cooler, low 70s.
Right now, it's 58.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more cleaning supplies. Now through June 30th, get a $10 instant savings with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Hurry in, don't wait.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor on a beautiful Monday morning right in the middle of summer. This is like the best part of summer, huh?
Well, it's not the middle.
I think this is the middle.
It's only been 3 days.
I consider this the middle.
No. Brittany, when's the middle? Isn't it like July 30th or something, the middle of summer?
Well, you know, it depends. If you're going to go off like the meteorological calendar, I say it's already pretty much the middle. But if you're going to go off the astronomical, I mean, I guess we're a couple days in, but the days are getting shorter. So, I mean,
all right,
it's debatable.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Brittany.
We are experiencing summer. Welcome. We're experiencing summer. I do feel a little bit bad. Some of these graduation parties were rained out.
I agree. Totally agree.
I feel bad for these kids.
Weddings, graduation parties. Yeah.
Only silver lining in all of that, I'll be a little bit selfish here, is some of the people don't show up and they might get this thing catered or brought, and they bring the food to the homeless shelter and we get to feed people with that.
Well, that's cool.
That's the only good. I would much rather have a kid have a great party, but anyway, and that happens quite a bit. So, whatever. I wish it wouldn't rain on the weekends. I wish it would rain during the week. But, Brittany, it is what it is, right?
Hey, Brittany, I got a text here from a guy. We're heading to Eau Claire for the 3-day Blue Ox Music Festival. I know it will rain, but there will be any chance of severe storms that you know of.
What do you mean you know it's going to rain?
Terry knows what's going on.
Oh, man.
It must rain every year for that event or something. Oh, man. So we've got really 2 days this week that are looking kind of dreary, kind of wet. And like you were saying, some of them is going to land on the weekend. So what we're looking at is overnight tonight, we do have severe weather pushing through, mainly hitting Green Bay and the Fox Valley area after midnight. But basically from midnight to 6 a.m., we could see some damaging hail, some high winds pushing through. We're actually in a slight risk for this severe weather. So that's a pretty decent chance, and the spring has been so active. Like you said, we got over 1.25 inches of rain just on Saturday. There were 4 confirmed tornadoes in southern Wisconsin on Saturday night.
Really?
So, yeah. And now we've got, I think the total's 33 statewide, which is about 10 above our average. So, yeah, this spring has, or I should say summer now too, has been wild, and it's just going to continue tonight. So be careful out there tonight. Otherwise, it's a sunny, beautiful week and actually quite comfortable. Today's highs will be into the low 80s. We'll get a little sticky, warm, and muggy tomorrow. Temperatures will near 90. That'll be the most sweaty summer kind of day this week, because after that, a cold front pushes through. And we're going to be sitting in those low 70s all throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. And the next shot of rain looks like Friday night and into Saturday. So that pushes on out and another nice Sunday as well. But just two systems this week.
Hit your 10-day or 14-day forecast button. What's the fourth going to be like? I mean, the fourth is so... My kids are coming home, and I'm thinking, okay, right? Do you know that's too far out, right?
It's a little far out, but I'm not going to lie. I do see chances of showers and storms. I figure always happens, right?
Anyway. Where are we at as far as... Because I'm not a big fan. I'm a big follower of, like, how weather affects mosquitoes. Because growing up, that was such a big deal. And I saw a picture of a guy up in the UP, and he was a park ranger. And his legs were so covered in those black flies by the lake that go insane at times. I've never seen anything like it.
The opposite. Okay. I was telling Johnny, we sat outside last night. Last night was a beautiful night in Green Bay. I mean, the sunset was great. It was just, and no bugs, zero.
Nice.
And we were talking about mosquitoes when we were kids, right? Your ankles.
Absolutely.
There was no bugs. So anyway, you got a comment on the whole bug industry?
Yeah, I do. I know that the Fox Valley, I'll tell you, Green Bay, Appleton, when I lived there, I never got one mosquito bite in all the years that I lived there. So I don't know if it's the city vibe or what they're doing, but good place not to get bit, I've noticed over the past few years. But if you come up into the woods, oh gosh, for example, yesterday I was practicing my ride, you know, on the Mountain Bay Trail. I stopped in the middle of the day, bright, beautiful sun, everything. I stopped for 2 minutes, take a break, get some water. I was bit 6 times. Middle of the day. I'm like, it's not even the evening. Why are they here?
You know what? Somebody's got to discover. I mean, this is the craziest thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but most mosquito repellents, okay, don't really repel mosquitoes. What they do is they just cover up your scent so they don't get attracted to you. Isn't that the truth, Brittany?
Then why don't you just wear perfume?
Well, that because that attracts them. Perfume attracts them. And that's why, I thought when I told you that one story of what I finally did to protect my ankles, because it was so bad. I was driving one time from someplace. I had to pull into like a Walmart and go and buy some calamine lotion and stuff. I couldn't stand it. I'd scratch them so bad. I'd scratch the skin right off both of my ankles.
Oh, God.
Because I sat out one night so late at
passed out. Yeah. Okay.
No.
That can happen.
But anyway.
That can happen.
Okay. All so right. Anyway. So remember I told you next time I went out, I sprayed Raid on my socks?
Yes.
But here's what I forgot to tell you, though.
God, this is coming back.
Listen to me.
Okay.
But I put baggies over my feet first, and I took a little bit of Ace bandage tape, and then I put the socks over that. Worked like a charm.
You do what you got to do.
I mean, or you can go buy a bottle of Off.
Which doesn't help.
Which, I don't know.
Does it work?
I think it does.
It does not work.
But it's got that DDT in there or something that's not good for the kids.
No, it's got DEET, not DDT.
Whatever, that's not good for kids.
Yeah. I don't know. They say it's not. Who knows?
I think Off works.
But wouldn't it be?
But anyway.
But I've done that too, and I've gone fishing because I hate deer flies. You ever get bit by a deer fly?
No.
They're the worst. But you ever get bit by a deer fly?
Oh, yes.
They're the worst, aren't they?
Absolutely. And you're just talking about fishing too. Sitting on the river is the worst.
Yeah.
You need like rain gear or some sort of like mosquito net. They have those jackets where you can actually zip up your whole face and everything, and you're protected from the mosquitoes. Now those are a lifesaver.
Yeah. But here's
I ask myself, why do people do that?
I always had a fishing cap. It was kind of like a boonie cap.
Yeah.
And I used to spray Raid on that. And look at me.
People can say what they want. I love living in the hood. There's no mosquitoes. And I was just, we were talking about this last night. It's funny we're talking about this today, but so the circle of life is still going on. They just moved up to like Wausau. Cause that would bother me if like mosquitoes aren't here. So-and-so can't eat and other ones.
Do you know that mosquitoes are the deadliest living creature on the face
of
the
earth? Yeah, I lost a bet to you on that.
You lost a bet. Mosquitoes kill more human beings and animals than anything else on the face of the earth.
Yeah, that is true. And I didn't think that was true, but I lost $10, so I know it's true.
Quick question for you on this one, and Jim can verify it.
Well,
what kills more people every year in the United States, sharks or cows?
Oh, gosh. Sharks?
No.
Cows.
What are they doing?
They get ticked off.
Just think of the numbers. I mean, in Kewaunee, I think there's more cows than people.
Oh, and one kick to the head if you pull his thing the wrong way.
Yeah, they don't like when you're...
He does not like when you do that.
It's a she.
Well, either one of them.
Jeez, he.
Just saying.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, I know. And we obviously don't know what we're talking about. However,
but it's true.
That is true. No, you're right. You're right. He's right on that.
Cows kill more people. So I want to have a bet if I could outrun a cow.
No.
Ooh.
Could a human being outrun a cow?
No.
How fast
do they go?
No, I think
they're so
not.
Lazy though.
They are. They're lazy. Sit around and just chew and look at stuff.
Yeah.
That's a cool life. You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they just lay down and just look at the car. A car goes by. They hardly move their head.
we mentioned this one time. Did you grow up on a farm, Brittany?
I did not grow up on a farm, but my grandma had a farm, so kind of. Part time.
Did she used to put magnets down the cow's throat? I'm serious.
I don't know.
What it would
I was too young, I guess.
This is a true story, okay? What it would do, because they would eat, a lot of times there would be little pieces of barbed wire and stuff that they would swallow by mistake, and this would collect it all in one place so it didn't go through the digestive tract.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't.
So where would the magnet go?
Was it on a string?
They just kept it in there then. Just kept it in there the whole time.
Cows have like 9 stomachs?
Yeah.
That's why they're always regurgitating?
Yeah, I think this is going to like the third one or something. Just stay there.
You don't know.
How do you know that? A lot of time on a farm, Jim? You or me?
Not me.
All right.
But if she had it on a string,
yeah,
I could see that. Pull the string out on occasion.
I'm sure the cow's just going to sit there and let you pull that back up.
You're going to let him put a magnet in his mouth? And
well, they don't know because they make it look like something else and they swallow it.
I don't believe
that. True story. Any farmers out there?
Okay.
Any farmers out there? We're betting on this. We're betting $5 on this.
Okay.
$5 bet.
That you put a magnet in a cow's stomach.
Yes.
Isn't it 6 or 9 stomachs? I remember reading about it.
No, but
we learned that in school. No.
Yeah, they do. It all depends.
Brittany, do you know how many stomachs a cow has?
I don't know.
But they have more. Cows have one type.
No, They have a lot, though, don't they?
Kansas cows have another.
That's why they're always regurgitating. They're always spitting up their, like.
Conroy, you grew up on a farm?
Until I was 5, so not really.
Okay, you didn't take good notes. All right. All right, this might be tomorrow's thing.
All right.
Okay,
$5 bet.
All right. Hey, Brittany, tell me about the heat, though. My kids, I was in Nashville. It's just hotter than hell down there.
My daughter
already.
In New York says yeah. It's crazy,
it's just,
too.
And it's June. It's like not even July.
I know. It is so hot. Triple digits. I mean, right. 105 heat index, not really far away from us. Southern Minnesota, Iowa's
Iowa
is feeling that.
Yeah.
So there's heat, excessive heat advisories already out. It's just hot, and it has been building and building for quite some time now too. So I'm just glad it's staying a little bit to the south of us, but that's dangerous heat.
You know what I noticed in the golf tournament yesterday? A lot of the caddies now wear long sleeve shirts, even though it's really hot and whatever, because that's yep. actually, it's a type of, is it new, Brittany, a new type of material? And a lot of bikers do this too, I know. It actually keeps you cooler, yeah. right?
Yep. Yeah, it's been around, I don't know exactly how long, at least 5 years for okay. sure. But it's that nice cooling material that protects your skin from the sun. So you're, you know, the rays aren't beating on you and making you even hotter. Mm. You've got the sweat that stays there, cools off. It's really, really nice. I like those. They're very comfortable too. And if you're sweating through it, it dries immediately.
Okay.
So just a nice little breeze, you're staying dry.
Cool.
All right, we're getting swag. Civic Media is buying us shirts for Mine on the Mayor. Let's get that.
The long sleeve ones?
Yeah.
Well, whatever she just talked about, that dry.
No, let's get, no, we got to get, because I thought I was going to invent something last week, and then people said, oh, these
true.
Are
true. It's already out.
But I think sometimes I see something, and maybe I'm half asleep or something, then I dream, and I think I invented it.
Yeah, I believe that.
Let's get the long sleeve ones, where the sleeves are actually like complete tats, like tat sleeves. Yes. What do you think?
There
you
go.
I would not wear that.
You and me both. Come on.
There's no way.
You want one?
I'll wear one. Okay. I want one.
All right. Excellent.
All right. Get two.
Brittany.
You and Brittany.
Brittany, when we go biking, we'll wear them.
Connor, you in?
Yeah. I'm in.
Okay. Three.
Hey, Brittany, want to hear some good news?
Todd won't wear one.
Did you get your bike?
I not only got my bike, but I got my ticket waived.
You did?
Yep.
I told you I got a ticket the second day I used my bike, right?
On the trail.
On the trail? For not having a pass, second day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
They caught you that fast. Yeah.
I know, and the lady wasn't very nice to him. And get this, and John was right on this one.
Well, she was nice, but she just...
No, she wasn't. She was. She could have been nicer.
Okay.
She could have been nicer. And John's like, I didn't know that. He goes, well, I'll go over and buy one at the kiosk, which is right there. Which is right, it's like 3 feet away. She goes, it's not working. Yeah, she gave him a $25 ticket. Can you believe that?
It's not working. No, I don't believe that.
No, that's true. That's it. Just the whole thing was just went from bad to worse. I mean, I did you get the letter of discipline to her?
She was nice. Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
She was not trained.
No, she was trained fine. Okay. Just young and whatever, whatever. Okay. I've seen,
how much good has this done to for her?
Listen to me. I've seen it up close and personal how you are. If you get stopped by officers of the law, you aren't nice.
I was too.
You were not the slightest bit nice.
Well, when they stopped
me, were both nice guys. When you got stopped for speeding twice in 6 minutes, when we were coming back from Madison.
That was a little, that guy, the second guy, I mean, come on, I just got stopped.
But anyway, you'd gotten stopped so soon that it wasn't even in the system yet.
I know. Okay, I was nice to him. I was not nice. No, I was nice. I just didn't talk a lot. I was very curt. That's true. You talk a lot, and so I didn't talk a lot. You know, you're not being very nice because you think talking a lot is nice. I was just very quiet because I was mad. So I didn't say anything.
A nice conversation with the guy on my right hand.
I'm getting a ticket. It was over $100. And John's talking about deer hunting with the guy. I'm like, don't, why are you being nice?
He's trying to get you out of it.
I was too late. I already written a ticket.
It was way too late. Brittany Merlot, we love having you on. Keep us rocking, okay?
All right. Take care, Brittany.
So
have a great day.
Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist. She is always fun to have on.
Yeah.
Yes.
The weather, though, even national news, it's like she said, over 100 degrees. In so many places, there's like, I don't know. What.
And then tonight here, maybe real bad hail, damaging 40, hail.
40 million people.
Here we go. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back. Our great friend Forrest Perez is down the road. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here in a beautiful Monday morning on WGBW and WISS. Got to this one. We're talking about when people run in the field, how they should have trained dogs to take them down.
Yeah.
The legend Mike Curtis of the Baltimore Colts, still the best hit on a fan. I'll never forget this. So he's a linebacker, tough linebacker for the Colts in the 70s. And they're just standing there, and some drunk guy runs out on the field, grabs the football. He's between plays and starts running away. And Mike Curtis just wiped him out. Just wiped him out. Got another one here. Washington Nationals game. They tased the fan that ran out on the field.
Oh, wow.
How much fun?
I didn't know they did that. Wow. That's usually they have to do a couple things before they pull out the taser. But wow. But that could be dangerous though. If they're running towards, those you don't want him to hurt an athlete. That's your, that's your...
Oh, you mean if he missed, you mean?
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fan. To get rid of the fan before he gets to a player.
Right.
Because I didn't know
people laugh. Oh, don't be... You don't know what kind of a weapon he's going to be carrying.
Right. Or they...
All the crazy things that happen. How do you know he doesn't have a Glock in his pocket?
Right. So I remember Art's, Chris was on the sideline, and he's looking around. He's like, wait a minute, that guy's going to run out there. And he cut him off at an angle. He knocked the wind out of him. You know, Arts was, the same age I am. But, he hit him pretty good. And, that was in the paper. But a dog would have probably got there quicker. But Jim, saved the day. But
I think a lot quicker.
Yeah.
No disrespect, Jim. A lot quicker.
That makes so much sense to me. And then every team could have, and one dog could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are unbelievable. I really like that idea. Get Goodell on the line.
Yeah. Roger. Mine on the mirror. I'm good. How are you?
Good. That security is so important. But I don't know. I think.
How far does a taser go?
Oh, I don't know. 12, 15 feet.
That's it. Okay. Wouldn't it be cool if they had a long range taser, like with a gun?
But don't you
think? A sniper rifle? How cool would that be? Oh, my God.
It could be longer. I don't know. I'm not. Usually they. They're usually pretty close, but those things, have you been tased?
Yeah, I did. For our golf tournament, for a fundraiser.
Yeah.
But what they didn't shoot me. They put the, alligator pins on my stomach.
Oh, then they just.
And just took the.
No, that's not.
Oh, okay. Then you want to do it, Jim?
No, I didn't. They came to my office.
You want to do it? Want to do it? I'll tell you. You know what we'll do, Jim? We'll raise a bunch of money for the Feed Our Starving Children or for the
NEW Community
Shelter. We'll do that, and you get tased, and all it'll do is just the animal clips. Won't even shoot you because you're scoffing that it didn't hurt so much.
Do you think I've ever had the opportunity to be tased for a fundraiser?
I think a million times. Yeah,
and the answer is consistent. It was a consistent answer, Johnny.
Between that and dunk tanks.
I'm not doing that.
Two things I'll never do again.
No,
I don't think I'd do the police training anymore either with the dog.
Although, man, that's cool. Our dogs, and that thing really just kind of bites, right?
But yeah.
Their dogs, I'm serious about this, that come up and they kind of like jump and they throw their body, their back.
They're
so
strong.
Oh, man, he's knocking over.
They're so
they're awesome.
Unbelievably strong for their weight. Because they're not that big. You'd think they'd be these huge. They're not. They're just lean, all muscle.
And they're smart. They know where to get in.
Oh, my God. But that one, even the cops admitted that dog had something against me. Yeah, because they wouldn't. He would not let go. I mean, they kept yelling at him. He was just dragging me around the thing.
You know, they probably talked amongst themselves. Dogs are smart. They're very perceptive. And they probably thought, ooh, something. There's a bad guy coming. You know what I mean?
I know. But they also had a big spread of salami and stuff there that night. And I honestly think I might have been smelling.
That was the reward.
I might have been smelling like T-bone steak to them. So that's why Neil, I think it was Neil, just knocked me all over the place. Yeah. But anyway.
That's a good idea for security at NFL games to have dogs. I like that. I think we should do that. So, hey, speaking of the NFL, you saw the paper today.
I did not.
Well, you should.
Okay.
I think I was telling you how I think everyone should make a little money for the draft.
Yeah.
I think that, and whether you.
I'm starting to get a little discouraged, I'll be honest with you.
Set up or take down or just, everybody should make a couple grand. And this house rental thing is exciting, but there's a lot of rules to it. Anyway, we're going to get somebody on this show and just talk about the whole rental thing and how.
Well, we got your guy who's doing your house.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they said somebody from the VCB is kind of heading up
because
it's different in Ashwaubenon than it is in Green Bay and De Pere. So I think somebody's got to.
It's kind of interesting that they're starting to talk about how the stage is going to be set up and where everything's going to be. And that's kind of cool.
It is.
I mean, this is really happening.
Yeah, it is. What are you discouraged about?
Me? Well, okay. So the pasty thing. So that guy has this big pasty shop thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That
it's
hurt.
I
don't think.
You don't think my birdhouses would be a good sale?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to walk around with a birdhouse, but I don't think we should be discouraged with competition because if the numbers are true for what they say, 400,000, there's enough for everybody. Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me ask you this, though. When they say 400,000, is it 400 individuals or is it the same 150 every day? And not to scoff at 150,000 people, but is it 150? Oh, there are 150,000 people here today. Oh, there's 100. Wow, we've had 300,000 people. And then after the third day, it's like, oh, my God, 150 people here today? Wow, we've had 450,000 people.
Yeah.
Is it really 500,000 people, or is it 150,000, and they just all show up every day, and they get added together?
Well, they have to have clickers, right? So I'm hoping that they clicked 450,000 people in one day.
And I understand,
would be awesome if they did.
But I don't know if that's the way it's counted. And since we got completely, I don't know what you did or what our mayor Eric did to the mayor of Detroit, but we got such a rude blow off from him. It's mind-boggling.
I wrote back to him after you reached out to him, and he will. I'll get him on here.
I bet he doesn't.
I bet he does.
Well, I'm going to rip him if he does.
No, he's not.
All right.
No, we're going to get him on. Talk about Detroit. But that's a really good question is, are we, you know, is it the same person three times or is it three different people?
Right.
And that's a good question. I think it's three different people. I think we're going to have 400,000 bodies in our city, which is a lot for us, given a game is 80,000. And I'm not discouraged by that other guy selling those pasties because, first of all, ours are going to be better. Mm. We're going to have a better-looking booth because you're going to build it.
Right.
And I think there's enough for both of us.
All right.
So
I hope so.
Anyway.
All right.
This could be fun, John.
Now
we're
going to
make a lot of money.
Back up again.
All right. There. All we're going to make a lot of money next year.
Can we do
sure
t-shirts?
Didn't make any
can
this
we,
year.
Can we do t-shirts?
Yeah, but you have to be very careful with licensing. So what are you going to put on
there?
Well,
we just, you know, we won't even use the word NFL. You know, something draft, yada, yada, Green Bay.
Yeah.
What do you think? about this.
Okay. We got to find a way to make money.
We're going to have my man Spencer design them.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go. That guy knows
big.
What he's doing.
Hey, when we come back, very, very special guest, my great friend Forrest Perez. Wait until you hear his story and what he has battled back from. An Iraq vet, he's joining us right after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW.
I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.